Hey everyone, welcome to episode 23 of the Tomo on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Just doing great right now.
What are you
Just
up to?
living
You at home in Bowmanville or you're still up in Kingston area?
No, I'm home now.
Home Alone, episode 4.
No, there is an episode 4 actually, so this would be 5.
Five?
Actually,
Oh.
I don't know.
They all just blend
I
together for
should have
me, to
done my
be honest.
research. No.
What's been new? Anything new on the quarantine front? Pick up any new hobbies this
No,
week?
I no.
A bit, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're making through. What have you been doing to keep you busy this week?
I don't know. I've just been trying to do different stuff, I guess. Just like little side hustles, I guess. I don't know. It's a little hobby. No, I don't know. I've been watching Crashing on Crave.
Crashing,
Fantastic
what's that?
show. It's like a show Pete Holmes, who's a comedian, wrote, and it's not it's loosely based on his life, basically in the upcoming of like
Oh.
comedy, and that it's been really interesting, and it's kind of motivated me more to start writing more stuff for when all this is over again. But it's also been like it's like watching something and you're just like, why the fuck would I want to do this then? Because he's like bombing in it. He's like slumming it out. He's doing what I would basically have to do. And it's just like, fuck, why would anyone want to do this then? So it's like a weird, like, kind of a give and go kind of thing. But it's really cool. It's a really good show, though. I'm back at a Crave. Got a Crave membership again. Pretty much just misuse, just using the three trial or the free trial they give. I'm a
Yeah.
big abuser of those. I have 30
Couple right
different
there.
emails just ready for fucking free trials.
I'm watching Succession on Crave right now, or HBO, I guess. You seen that?
Have not.
It's one of the shows. I don't even know if I mentioned this last week, but one of the hardest shows to watch that I've ever seen. It's about this like dysfunctional family who their father like is a CEO of a media mogul, and it's just like it talks about the relationship between the father and the kids who are trying to like move up the hierarchy in the business. Oh, I cringe the whole time, but it's so good. The acting's great and the plot. I mean, I'm only a couple episodes in, but it's a pretty good
Well,
show.
what's the cringe? What's the cringe inducer?
Just the family dynamic, so like the push for power, also the relationship, because the dad is some parts he acts like he has a good relationship with his kids, but he clearly doesn't, and he's clearly probably wasn't home a lot when they were kids. He was working, but just ripping into them any mistake they make, not afraid to call them out. And that at the beginning, it's not really a spoiler, but the dad has like some health problems, and he's trying to get back from those, so. There's like a power struggle between him still being the CEO and like battling this, I guess, health ailment that he has. Crazy show. You should watch a couple episodes. I think you'd actually like it because like
I
nothing's
might.
really happened so far, but just the family dynamic is pretty crazy. And I'm interested to see what's gonna happen. I don't know how many seasons, but I'm making
Yeah, no,
my
I'm
way through
gonna
it.
need something after this,
It's an
because
hour. It's 1 hour episodes, though. I don't know if that's a turn off. I know it's like normally they're 45, but I feel like an
sometimes
extra 50 minutes. It's like that's half a movie.
you gotta have. Yeah, I know. It's just like watch. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, 1 hour is not that daunting, I guess, when you really think about it. It's 15 minutes more.
I know, but then you're like, hey, I'm gonna watch Netflix for 2 hours, and then you get like a snack, you sit down, and it's like it takes over 2 hours.
That's
Anyways.
like five episodes of a smaller show, though. So I guess in a way,
Yeah.
I just like TV more than movies at this point, just because, fuck man, like watching a movie is such a commitment these days. It's so weird to say. I have
Even though you
nothing
have
but
a
time,
ton
but
of time on your
goddamn,
hands, right? Yeah.
I just have so much time. I want to like use it properly almost. So I'm just like, what am I gonna divulge 1 hour for today? And then it's always the same. I sit down. I don't move. I interact with my parents every now and then. And I shower for the third time.
You gotta stay clean in case somebody sees you, in case the mailman comes to the door.
They don't even come to the door anymore. They just throw the
No,
package from the car.
ring the
They
doorbell
heave
and
it.
leave. No human contact anymore.
My Canada Post delivery guy has an arm on him. He fucking launches them. I've seen it. He doesn't even go to the porch. I watched it happen.
Hopefully you're not ordering any glassware or anything.
I ordered like a big vase collection for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Ruined. Did you get your Mother's Day gift? Got to piece them back together.
No. How the fuck do you get gifts in this time of pandemic?
I ordered something on Amazon. Got a puzzle. Hope she doesn't listen to this. Well, I guess it's tomorrow, so it's not going to be out before then, so we're good. My sister works at Bulk Barn, so you can get a couple snacks there, too. So it all worked out on that front.
I got my mom a keg gift card. Can't wait for her to use it.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't... It's not like those old gift cards that would run out after a certain amount of time.
Oh, it is. It is. Don't worry.
Before they made that illegal.
Did they make that illegal? Was that ever a thing?
I feel like back in the day, they used to expire or something. I could be going crazy, but... Like, they would depreciate over time, I think. You just got to go out and, like, pick some...
You lose money over time. That's the worst gift card ever.
I don't know. You can go out and pick some of your mom's flowers and put it in a vase. Then she goes out the next day and she's like, fuck, the bunny ate my flowers. And they're sitting on her table for a gift the next day. I don't know what else you can do.
A dandelion mixed in it?
Yeah.
It's a rock.
Well, it's snowing outside now, so I don't know how the flowers are doing.
Yeah, that's stupid, man. Man, that's so weird. It's like, it feels like it should be June, but I'm looking at it, and I just can't believe there's snow on the ground.
I'm pretty confident I could look at the calendar every day and have, for the last 3 weeks, and have genuinely no idea what day it is, and sometimes even what month it is. Like, especially when it switched from April to May, there was a good 5 days there that I had no clue what day it was.
Well, we went from, like, a beautiful weekend last weekend to a fucking... It was like a snow globe out here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was so... it's just darkening now. It's like it gave us a little tease, and it was just like, oh, maybe things will be normal soon. And then it's just like, nah, here's some fucking snow. And two more weeks of staying in.
It's funny, because my mom and my dad were just talking about going out and getting, like... flowers to garden, right? Because there's nothing else to do, you might as well get the garden going. It's a funny setup. My mom was like showing me this video. It's like a drive-through. Like, they put all the flowers out and then you just drive through and you point to which one you want, and then you have to like put up a finger of how many plants you want, and then you don't even open your window. They'll just put the machine up and then you tap through the window. Pretty crazy. And then they just drop it in the trunk. Like, it's crazy. Everything's drive-through now. I wonder how long that'll last.
A crazy indication of how things have changed is the fact that I walked upstairs. My dad was watching American Idol, and they're doing it over Zoom. That's insane. What if you put like vocal auto-tune on your fucking computer mic?
Well, you can do that.
They notice?
You can do that either way, and like the live shows. I've been watching it.
Oh,
American Idol with my mom and my sister, but yeah, it's like, oh, the live editions, but obviously they can't do that now because. They pre-record everything else, but when it gets to live auditions, obviously it's live. So yeah, it's funny to see people's homes and like what they have in the background. And just some people just don't clean up what's in the back. Okay, not that they don't clean up.
I was going to say, like, what if you just had like, you had like yesterday's dishes in the background?
Yeah.
And you're just belting your heart out to some fucking like James Blake song or something.
And not everyone's like, the same level of income their families, right? So some people's setup is like kind of grimy, which is respectful, but some people have this like beautiful array in their backyard with like flowers set up and everything. It's just like the setups are different, but it's funny to see they send them like all a bunch of like camera stands, and like you can clearly see they sent them like a special iPhone to record a certain angle, and then they that round thing with the light. Makes the lighting good.
I don't know what that does, but I've seen like a lot of like TikTok people have that. I've always seen that in the back. I think it's just for lighting, I would assume. It'd be so funny. You know, like in the intros, they always have like some Saw backstory.
Oh, I know.
It's just like, yeah, I grew up with no home. I currently don't have a home, so I'm really hoping. And then it cuts to this, and he's in like, some fucking like lavish place. Yeah, it's just like, oh, he's like dinging it up. He like puts like an old carpet down to make it seem like he goes like fucking quick thrifting. He puts a box near him.
It is sad though. This one girl, like, I think she lives with her grandma, but she didn't want to go. She can't go back and live with her because she was like, I guess she was away like doing American Idol, right? But she doesn't want to go and live with her grandma because she doesn't want to get her sick. So she's doing it. I don't know if it's from like an apartment or like a hotel room or something, but yeah. A lot of people with their families, so they'll sing. It's so awkward. I couldn't imagine singing to like my mom, my sister, my dad, just them. Like looking at singing some like love song or something, and I'm just like looking out into the crowd, and it's my mom, my sister, and my dad. And then they run in with like signs, and it's like Thomas's biggest fan. But what can he do? And then they put up like, I assume people post on social media, or it's like all their family members. So they'll pan out, they'll have the artist in the middle, and then all around is like videos of their family and their fans cheering them on with like signs and shit. It's, they have to get creative, man. I don't know.
That's okay. Okay, I could see that then. I can't believe they're still there. Do they do Survivor from home?
Survivor's all pre-recorded, so it's good to go. Because Survivor's only like 35 days, right? 35 days straight or 4 days straight. And then, I don't know how it works. So I guess that was a long time ago. And then they do a live show, I guess, for the finales. So I assume that'll be on Zoom or something where they vote for the winner. I think that's how it works, if I'm not wrong.
They still can't shower.
Yeah, they're all...
They make them sign contracts.
So this is what I don't understand. Me and my sister were talking about this, and she said she saw online that they don't know when they're going on Survivor. Like, they sign up and whatever, but they'll just pull them out on a random day. I feel like that's not legit, but they make it look like it because these guys will be, or these girls will be in, like, suits. It's like, why would you, if you're going to an island, I would definitely bring, like, a ton of layers and a bathing suit and all this stuff. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be wearing, like, a dress shirt and a suit. And it's, like, this, like, all dirty dress or, like, dress-up clothes. I don't know. It's just funny what people are wearing. Yeah,
bring, like, a spear or something on me.
Bunch of food in the pockets. It's actually fucked, though. I don't understand that show. I don't know how much interaction they actually have with the people of Survivor. Like, obviously, they wouldn't let them, like, die or, you know what I mean? It's not like, actually, they're by themselves. But I mean, like, in regards to
they're
going to
put them
food.
On the North Sentinel Islands.
So. They get, like,
with some,
much,
like the wild card is that there's other villagers that might kill them.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, is there a million people around? Is there actually, like, a sense of Survivor? They see they're, like, eating a thimble worth of rice. Is that actually all they're eating? I feel like it must be. Like,
Jeff Probst is just chilling in the back with a pizza.
Jeff Probst is one of the longest-lasting hosts ever. He must be, no? He's an icon, for sure. This
season, he's probably been doing it for, like, what, 20-something years?
Every season, right? Yeah.
I don't know how many years it's been off for, but it's got to be at least 20.
Now all the winners are back. And I know he's, like, got a script, but he's like, back in season 2, Nick was the puzzle master. Now he's doing this puzzle now. It's like, they act like Jeff remembers every single season. Maybe he does, because he's been there the whole time, but it's just kind of funny. Jeff Probst.
Puzzle
I feel fan. Like he wins. He's won. Has he won awards? He's definitely won awards. There's awards for TV shows.
The
like
hosting
that, right?
The hosting awards, yeah.
Like, what awards is that? He's up. Who would be up there for the hosties with Jeff Probst?
Trebek.
Wheel of Fortune
Steve
guy.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey's probably up there. What about Ryan Seacrest?
Ooh, maybe not anymore.
What about?
I can't think of like host names for some reason. They're like probably the most known people on the show too.
What about sports? Cannon? I wonder if Nick Cannon. They just, like, make fun of him for divorcing or breaking up with Mariah Carey the whole time.
You idiot. That's all the show is. It's just Mariah Carey jokes over. I wonder how they... Do you think they do Wild and Out from Home? And they're all, in, like, just yelling over each other on Zoom to get their roast in?
Do you like that show? Like,
I
you
hate
watch,
that show.
Do you... I like the 4-minute best recap videos on YouTube, like, you can get a
I wouldn't go and actually watch a full episode.
Yeah,
there's some funny clips from it, sure, but
I've never seen it on actual TV. I don't even know what channel it on. I don't know how you watch
it.
Is it? That would make sense. I'm not a big.
I don't like that they try to pass it all off as improv because I don't think any of it is. Well, I think a lot of it's kind of on their feet, but I don't think it's improv though. Like, they've definitely rehearsed this shit before.
You can see some people who are like pretty funny, but then there's just some that constantly just miss out on their delivery, the jokes itself. It's like, who scripted this for this guy? It's generally not funny at all.
Yeah, there's just some bad, I don't know. There's some, just like, I don't know. There's some, it feels kind of corny sometimes. Like, just, they're
and
like,
they
just
cut to the DJ.
About nothing. Yeah.
And he always gives it to the, like, the opposition. I don't know.
I just remember, like, I remember just watching this one thing, and it was like this short dude was yelling to, like, stop the beat, and then he just, like, acapella is the worst riff ever, and then the whole crowd went nuts, and I was just like, I could go up there, fart, and the fucking crowd would be like, oh! I just don't want to, I just choose not to watch Nick Cannon programs now.
So are you going to be rattled if the CFL goes under?
Jesus, is that like a, I don't know. Well, my prestigious XFL's already gone, so bad time to be barely good enough to make the NFL. It's just terrible.
Salaries, like,
it's not good.
I know, but do most people in the CFL have a second job?
I would say, yeah, I would say most.
I would assume so.
At least some other form
of income. Pay inequality in the NFL is bad, so I wouldn't want to imagine what it is in the CFL.
I mean,
the inequality is probably less because the top players probably don't make as much as like NFL players, but you know what I'm saying.
Probably they probably aren't like fucking working like grocery stores or anything, but they're probably like fitness guides, personal like trainers, maybe.
Like side hustles, sponsorships too.
Yeah, like I don't know. I feel like I would say like if the majority is working, it has another fucking form of income, which is crazy. Whoa.
One of the most famous is Ricky Ray, right? He was I'm trying to think of like some famous CFL players. Ricky
Good
Ray.
Luck.
Well, he doesn't even
the
have
Rock.
I don't even think he has Instagram. So he's not really taking advantage of his name. He doesn't seem like a guy who would have Instagram. Oh, that's so bad. I can't think of anyone else. Travis Lule. I recognize that name. Quarterback.
Oh, isn't Aaron Rodgers' brother?
He's got some beer sponsorships though.
Jesus.
I think this is a potential. He's got some public speaking, community advocacy, so I guess he made enough money to make a living. So won a couple championships. He's got some donations going in, so he seems like he's made a life out of himself for sure. I don't know much about him, but yeah,
let's get him on. Send a DM. Hey,
Travis Lule, we'll get a DM out to him.
You've been DMing people for guests.
Yep.
You've been actively hunting. I've been also DMing a lot of guys, but nothing related to the podcast.
Just for fun.
Unrelated. Maybe I should start, though.
I don't know, yeah. We'll see if we can get any bites. Sent the first wave out yesterday. We'll send another one out maybe later today. Looking for some kind of start out more low-level celebrities, athletes, singers, comedians, anyone out there you want to see on the podcast, shoot us a DM and we'll shoot them a DM to try to get them on the podcast.
Sure, no, shoot them a DM and then
beg them.
And that'll be our opener.
Yeah.
So, oh, you know this person, so do we. I've been DMing Harry Styles feet pics for like 3 years on and off, so like maybe I'll start referencing the podcast now.
You've been paying too for them, so we have a stream of revenue for them already.
They're unsolicited.
Oh, The Undertaker has a documentary coming out. 5-part documentary.
I've seen some of that.
The scene. Yeah. It's already dropped. Have you seen it?
No, but they advertised. There was like the only thing on, so I tuned in for like 20 minutes of a WrestleMania, and it was his part, and it was actually really well done. It wasn't like they weren't fighting in a ring. It was weird. They're fighting like, it was like a hype. It was like a movie almost, like a fight scene in a movie. So that, like, I guess that's all they could do with the circumstances because they can't have fans. But it was actually like really cool to watch, and they were plugging some documentary for him the whole time, and so I guess that's just kind of like the side hustle for that. It looked cool though.
I'll watch it. I don't know. I think we used to. I mean, some people still love wrestling. I used to love it as a kid, so it's kind
of
cool to see.
I'm a fan of the old stuff. Like, I love the old stories. I love like. Here, like, I love the Ric Flair documentary, the 30 for 30 on him is fucking like legendary almost. Like, it's so cool.
We were talking about The Rock last week, I think, right? Like, he's made a massive name for himself. So, if you, I don't know, he's been all over the map. He's an athlete, wrestler. I guess that's an athlete too, but now he's a movie star. So he's like the goat of that. Speaking of goats, do you hear about this Tiger and Peyton versus Phil and Brady golf match?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really interest. The last one was kind of a dud. I didn't really care.
I just didn't even find a stream for it. I would have watched it for sure, but I think did you have to pay?
It's a weird date for it too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. It was like $60, and then it wasn't good. Like, it was kind of a blowout. It was just sad. Like, they weren't hitting good shots. Like, it was just.
Is it gonna be during quarantine? Like, when you can golf, because that's one of the first things.
Well, yeah. maybe when it's lighter out to like lighter restrictions.
Because I would
want a lot of fans for that, and I don't think they would be able to for a while.
I don't know. They're probably. I think any sort of sports they can get out there. Like, I feel like there's gonna be a lot of these golf matches out right now. I think like Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler were involved in one too with McIlroy. So I don't know. I'd watch it. Any sports. I know you're pretty excited about the UFC tonight. Got any anything you want to talk about with that?
Yeah, no, I'm really excited for that one. It's just like the only thing that is going to be available to watch, it seems, for a while. So I'm glad that they put it on. I don't know how they're putting it on. I guess they're doing it in Florida, which is they got the go ahead to do some sporting events with no fans. I'm interested to see how it's going to look. I've seen they did one so far with no fans. And that was a while back when this thing kind of started. And it was just kind of like, it was cool for the first bit. But then it was just kind of like, wow, you really do miss the fan interaction. It's not that important with the UFC. Like, they do things where, like, they do, it's called the Contender Series. And they basically just do it in, like, the UFC-owned building. And they just kind of fight. And there's, like, just the coaches and then, like, a few family members there. And that's, like, it's a cool atmosphere. But, like, the way things just echo differently in like stadiums and all that shit, it's just like, it's just so noticeable that no one's there, and it kind of takes out a lot of the hype. But the fights, it's a stack card, so like I'm regardless looking forward to it. They could fucking do it in the middle of a soccer field, like outdoors, and with dead silence, and I'll still watch it at this point. But
any sort of sports now is big. I was talking to my grandpa on the phone last night. And we were just talking about sports the whole time. He's like, well, I hope hockey comes back. I'm getting sick of movies. He's got like 3 movie channels. I'm like, oh my God. Because like both my grandpas just love sports. Leafs, Raptors, any sort of sports. And when you're older, like you can't go out too at all. Not like anyone can, but especially elderly people. So they're probably just going crazy cooped up. But yeah, it'd be nice if sports got back especially for those like older men or women who love sports, give them something to do, especially at night. But yeah, felt bad for my grandpa. He was talking about it. At least I could give him some of my takes on if it's going to come back, try to give him a sense of hope.
Yeah, it's never coming back, Gramps.
Yeah.
Sports are done. They actually just folded everything.
Yeah. Don't tell him the CFL was out. He's like, oh, he's rattled. He couldn't believe it.
Not Ricky Ray and Travis Lilleau.
If I was retired though, I'd probably watch CFL, another Toronto team, football.
Yeah. You'd think, right? Yeah, you'd think. But no one does.
Maybe some people do. I don't know who, but I mean, I just like
not enough. Apparently, it's folding.
Well, it's folding because they don't have enough money, right? And they're making no money right now.
People watched it originally. Is the WNBA gonna fall? Is that like a?
But I think there's a lot of people who would support that. Like, I'm pretty confident if the WNBA was going to fold due to like lack of revenue, I think LeBron, Wade, like a whole bunch of those guys would step in and donate a couple million.
Jesus, the fact that they could fucking fund a league
it sucks, but I think that would be the reality because they like respective WNBA, and it would be like a disgrace if it folded. So I think some guys, even the NBA itself, would probably like. It's not like the NFL is going to save the CFL, but the NBA would save the WNBA if they needed to. So
I think they signed a deal that partnered them. I'm pretty sure not too recently. I think I just realized that
the 2K deal is feeding them cash too.
Yeah, poor old people though, man.
Yeah.
People in Dan Bilzerian are the only people that are the people that got impacted the most. Can't do anymore.
No more guests. No more guests.
Hey, Danny B can hang out with 70 girls.
He's got 70 women quarantining with him in his house. He's probably got his big enough house. He could easily house 70 people, but
all 6 feet.
People who go to the gym, hitting them hard too. Not bothering me. That's for sure.
You have an indoor gym. You are a fucking. You're ahead of your time at this point. Yeah. We used to have one here too in my house, and I'm mad that it's gone. I've never missed something more, and it was in my room too. So like,
oh, I was gonna say.
It was down in the basement before it was mine, and now.
Where was your room?
Now, I was upstairs. Like pretty much on the very top.
Is there a spare bedroom there now, or?
We don't need to get the layout, but
I need to. Could you send me some blueprints? We'll post
and
them
tell
on
me
Instagram.
Where the keys are located as well.
Yeah. Do you put your alarm on at night? Just wondering.
Put my alarm. I almost just been like, what? Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Of course, I put my alarm on. It's right next to the auto turrets that we have and the grenade launcher.
I've got the doorbell with the video. So sometimes I'll be like walking up to the door, and my dad will be like, "Hey, what's going on?" Scare the shit out of me because he can see us, but like obviously we can see him. It's pretty crazy.
My dad did the same thing. He got so excited.
I'm gonna definitely get on all that Google Home and shit when I settle into like a place. Even though I don't like things listening to me necessarily, but I think it's pretty cool some of that stuff. Like just to see who's at the front door too. Pull up your phone. It's like I don't want to go to the front door if it's a stranger, but if it's a package, I'll be like heel toeing it right to the door to grab it as quick as I can.
He's talking to him through it. Just drop the package. Walk away.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Hands up. Did you?
I don't want one of those things. The ring. I think it's called the ring. I've just seen so many videos of like creepy people coming up to your door and then they're just like staring.
My boss was telling me a story that he set one up and there was this creepy ass voice like talking to his daughter, his young daughter. I think she's like 8, like scarred.
Yeah, that's fucking.
I mean, that's
scary,
stuff,
man. That's why.
But especially for kids, like, I don't know, man. That's sketch, but it is nice to say, like, hey, Siri, or no, hey, Google. Oh, Siri just turned on my phone.
Not exactly, but I offer no resistance.
No results for foot porn like you previously asked for. Oh, jeez, sorry.
I don't know what happened. That's not my phone.
Must be my other one.
Yeah. Burner.
My foot phone.
Order any food this week?
I swear I only look up foot porn. That's stupid. What?
Order any food this week?
No. Actually, no, I did. I ordered a pizza the other day, actually.
Domino's?
I almost said I didn't trust it, but I did. Pizzaville, actually.
Ooh. What are your go-to toppings? Don't say pepperoni.
I think I had mushrooms, red peppers, a bit of onion.
Just did you ask for a bit? You were just like, just a little bit of onion.
Yeah, I was talking to him through the whole thing. I treated it like a Subway kind of thing. I was just sitting there watching.
A little less, please.
I FaceTimed them actually during while he was making it.
you got on your doorbell camera and you're like, you mind picking a little bit of that onion off before?
Hey, open it for me. I want to see. All right. Looks good. Put it down. Yeah, it's weird.
That's funny. It reminds me of like I was listening to the Spit and Chicklets podcast and they had Tom Green on and he used to have like stand up or like his show and he'd like take a pizza to places that ordered pizzas or like to people's houses that had ordered a pizza and he'd try to get his own pizza in there before the actual delivery guy would. It's pretty funny.
How the fuck does he know
that story? I can't remember what he's saying. He lives near a pizza place or I can't remember if he heard or he'd follow the delivery guy to the house. I don't know how it worked, but it's pretty funny. I think pepperoni pizza makes me not like pizza. Pepperoni and cheese pizza. Like I understand it's like the go-to order for everyone, but it's just it's just too plain for me. And whenever people order pizza, it's going to be pepperoni or cheese. It's not like somebody's like, "All right, boys, we're having a bunch
fundamental
of guys over, let's order 8 pizzas and they all have different toppings." You know what I mean? Am I wrong in saying that?
No, but like
makes pizza boring sometimes. Unless it's a good slice. Like when I was in New York and I was going to like those like one bite, I went to a couple of those places and it was just pepperoni, but it was fucking amazing. But if it's like pizza, I need a little help.
That was such an unpopular but not controversial opinion I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Because I don't think I'm wrong. But
I don't know how to react to that.
Everyone would hate me saying it, I think.
No, I don't think anyone would hate you. Like I just think people would be like, okay. Like
cheese, meat, and grease. Like grease is one of the primary ingredients on a pepperoni pizza. Whereas like if you threw a couple of vegetables on,
the grease comes for the cheese and all that too, yeah, though.
There's so much of it. Because the grease doesn't disperse to any other ingredient. Any it's just meat, sitting on the cheese. So like it's a main ingredient. Like it's they might as well charge you extra.
You're not wrong, but it's just like
sometimes when I get pizza, like pepperoni pizza, I want to just get a napkin and like rest it on the pizza so all the grease goes out. I do like pizza.
Order a salad.
No. I like pizza. Especially thin crust. I'm not a big bread guy. So if you get a nice thin crust, might order pizza for Mother's Day.
It seems like not that bland pepperoni pizza though. That fucking that abomination of pizza.
Hope people like that. Hope people do that one.
It's not controversial, but it's not like a wild opinion. That's so an odd thing to have an opinion on. Okay, yeah. No, it's your opinion though.
I've had to deal with it for 15 years of my life. I've had to.
I don't know how much that's disrupted your life, but
it's at every birthday party. Oh, let's order some pizza, and I'm just sitting there in the corner thinking about all the grease that's gonna be on my fingers and my tongue. Anyways,
you don't have to eat it. You could just not eat it.
Even worse take, I love pizza place wings. They're so good.
See, now I don't know where you're going.
They're pretty much not. They could not even be chicken, but
the greasiest thing in the world is a pizza. I know. Jeez, what's next? You like pizza salads? You like pizza place salads too?
I like sushi pizza.
The whole olive in it.
Have you had sushi pizza?
I have had that. Yeah,
fried rice up. I mean, I think you can probably go kind of wrong on that, but I've had some good sushi pizza still. It doesn't taste like sushi really, but
or pizza. So I don't know what it is. The other day, it's fucking rice with avocado on it.
You're not a sushi guy, are you?
I like some. I like the bitch versions. Pretty much anything with not, like, a lot of
teriyaki chicken, or I love sushi. I like teriyaki chicken and tempura shrimp.
I like the crab rolls. I like crab rolls. I like the tempura rolls are good.
Crab's my sushi of choice for sure. Like a spicy crab.
The spicy crab's really good.
So I just don't like
the salmon. Like the fish. I just don't like the raw fish part.
Yeah. So definitely not a sashimi guy. It is expensive though, but I can't wait till I can get out back to the all you can eats. Something about sushi, ordering it out. It's just not the same. Just not the same when you get it nice fresh on the table as much as you want. Miss those days.
It's realistically the most easily orderable food too, because it's not served warm. Like it doesn't matter if it's cold. It's weird, but every time you fucking would order it, every time I think about ordering it, it's just like it's gonna be terrible. I don't want that. That's just gonna be a waste. But it should make sense though. It's weird.
But it is. It's one of the best foods to go with friends because it's easily shareable and odds are at least one person is going to be able to finish it if a couple of people don't like it. No?
Yeah, just wrapping a napkin.
I mean, probably not in our friend group, but in the average group of people who aren't from Bowmanville, I would say.
Yes. I would agree as well.
Yeah, I'm not even going to look outside today.
Oh, fuck.
It's got to be. Is it cold? I mean, you probably haven't stepped outside either, have you?
No. It was cold yesterday. I stepped out for a bit.
Yeah.
And it was really sunny, though. So I was just like, oh, cool. I'll just throw on a hoodie. Went outside. A fucking wind hit me right in the face. And I was like, oh, shit.
I got to go back. Hibernate.
I already locked the door, so I couldn't fucking go back in.
Yeah.
And get my coat. So I just fucking sucked it up and kept going.
Did you go for a stroll?
No, I went to the LCBO.
Nice. What did you grab?
Banana Bacardi. I was on the list. I tried to get White Claws. I couldn't. I got these like weird fucking cottage springs. I think it's just like.
Yeah.
I think it's just like another fucking playing off the hype of White Claws. It just it looks exactly like a White Claw. But it,
I think they were out before. Well, obviously, out in Canada before.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I never noticed it. It's right here. Let me pull it up. That's just a jar of pee. Hold on. Lemon lime.
These are the cottage springs are popular though. Like they're the White Claws of Canada. No, I don't even know if it's Canadian. I think they're Canadian though.
I never knew of them until now.
There's a massive Canadian flag on them. Oh really? I feel like a lot of individuals from school would have these. Definitely a perfect cottage drink. You can't go wrong with that. Have a nice vodka soda out, sitting on the dock with the sun beating down on you, jump in the water.
It looks fair.
Like that cottage spring logo just shouts Muskoka. It's almost more than Muskoka Brewing Company.
I guess. It's like the two paddles, yeah.
Are you a cottage guy? Would you like to have a cottage? I mean, I guess you kind of do, but I mean, would you like to have a cottage up in Muskoka that you go to every weekend during the summer?
Maybe not every weekend. I like going to one.
Some people say it's like a second.
I don't know if I like the owner one. I think I just kind of like ranting from casual.
Yeah. That's what some people say. Like, why don't you just, you know, don't have to clean it much really. Just rent a cottage for like 4 weeks of the summer. And the net cost in comparison to like having a mortgage on a cottage or whatever is probably like worth it just to rent.
Yeah, no, that's how I think of it. I wouldn't want to own. Just like the maintenance from owning it alone, I think, especially if you're not there all the time. I just don't think it's worth it.
But dude,
I would definitely like to just like.
I was trying to Google Muskoka like brewery, but I accidentally Googled Muskoka Cottage because that's what came up first. I'm just looking at some of these cottages and they're just so beautiful that makes me almost want to change my mind. Like that cottage trip we went on with the guys back in end of grade 12. That was so much fun. And the cottage wasn't even that nice. Like it was expensive, but nice backyard. Obviously, you could run around, fool around, but probably shouldn't use the word for it. But
yeah, we really fooled around and really just had a lot of boy moments, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's just some beautiful cottages, though. Be cool. Okay, not for me, but it'd be cool to build your own cottage. That'd be sick. To like blueprint it up, figure out what you want, and then like a couple years.
Put that elbow grease in, put up some lumber, nail it in, put some foundation behind it, lay the concrete.
Get some dirt in your fingernails. Oh, this is the picture of a cottage that is submerged in water due to flood. You had a couple problems with that on the island, didn't you?
We could get that one. We could maybe afford that one, and then just kind of drain it, you know? Got some buckets.
Turn it upside down.
That's how things work. Yeah, we did have we had the plumbing problem.
But wasn't there massive floods up on the island last summer and the summer before too, right? Because it's right on the water.
No, I didn't really pay too much attention to the terrain. I didn't read my farmer's almanac before going up, so I didn't really see the average rainfall. But it could have been.
It doesn't take the farmer's almanac to figure out your house is half submerged in water, does it?
Sometimes it does.
Yeah. As long as you keep the front door shut, it won't seep inside. Are you a hot tub guy? Would you have a hot tub at your house if you could?
Or no, I just like Hot Tub Time Machine, the movie.
I just like going to my friend's house and using that.
Iconic Chevy Chase movie. No, I don't know if I'm a hot tub guy, but I kind of think they're gross. But I'm not gonna if it's like at a place that I'm at and people are going in them, I'm gonna probably go in them as well.
Are you a pool guy? Do you like a pool at your dream house?
No, I'm also not a big pool guy, to be honest. But
yeah,
I still kind of think it's kind of the same thing. I think it's kind of gross, but
there's a lot it's of
kind of like that. I just think of like a bath, and I don't even like. I think baths are fucking gross too, but so I don't know. I'm not a big pool guy.
I'm dreaming. I'm looking at all these cottage pics. Got me thinking about going outside. Out to the great white north.
I'm Googling public pools and I'm just sad right now. Thinking about getting back in that chlorine filled water.
Yeah. Sit out, listen to some nice country music on that deck. Speaking of music, any drops you like this week? There were a few out there.
Yeah, I fucking... Oh, this Nav album's just getting me through it right now, man.
Yeah. It's like... Just like... It's so good. It's like one song.
We just started like a bit on this thing where we just like... Every day we just talk about like... Or every podcast we just talk about good we like this Nav album like subtly. And we like just tie things back to a Nav album.
It's like a 49 minute and 55 second song.
It's just too long. It's so bad. I just don't get why he's relevant.
Okay, I'm not gonna talk on this album because I didn't listen to it. So I don't wanna put some words on his name, but
I'll put it there.
What about did you listen to the Migos Taco Tuesday? LeBron sample?
Yeah, funny sample. It's a fun little song. I don't like the Migos as much anymore. I'm kind of falling. They've just kind of sold out, I feel, almost now.
When's the last time they dropped some? Well, Quavo's too focused on his basketball career. He's sick at basketball now.
Culture's good. Culture 2 sucked.
Still had some bangers. Culture, but I would agree.
Yes, but there's literally a report that I think they spent 45 minutes on a song. Like, there's just no effort. It was just catchy, pop, generic trap beats, and they just rapped about the same stuff.
Yeah.
Culture 1 is really good, though. Culture 2 sucked. All their joint albums were lackluster. I think I remember kind of liking the Takeoff one.
Walk It, Talk It was good. That was a banger from Culture 2, but that was about it. But, like,
bangers that are good, like, songs that, like, I'll listen to, but, in terms of good music, it's not.
T-Shirt and Slippery are, like, I'd say they're all-time classics. Just because,
Those are good original songs. And then in Culture 2, they kind of just took what they thought was good and then made it mediocre. And then they just kind of relied off this.
A classic, too.
There's a lot of classics on that album.
Yeah. What about Chris Brown and Young Thug, Slime and B? You listen to that?
No. I really liked it, but I didn't think this one was it.
My buddy said to listen to it, but it wasn't me.
I didn't think it was it. I'm a big Young Thug fan. I don't mind Chris Brown. I thought this was just kind of almost the same. It's always like, I hate making the same point all the time, but they keep making the same fucking music all the time.
Is Young Thug the most, does he have the most songs or featured on the most songs of any artist in the world right now, would you say?
Remember Khalid. They got to be up there.
But Khalid hasn't put out as many albums himself, though. Like Doug, I guess him and DaBaby is probably
joint collab every album.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. Sure, nothing really hit home with me this week on the music front, to be honest.
Yeah, I've been listening to old shit again.
Did you listen to that? What is it, Kehlani? I know you feature her. Was that who you featured in the album club week?
No, it was Kali Uchis.
Okay. Did somebody have her?
I don't think anybody.
Okay.
No, I don't think anybody. I'm not a big fan of her. I've never really listened to her, a lot of her stuff before. She's been on a few features of songs that I didn't mind, but I don't know. It didn't really move the needle. I wasn't really dying for a Kalani album. Maybe I'll just check out like the best hits from it and then go from there. But I don't know. I never really trust opinions on albums like when things first come out, because like it's always just flooded with like the biggest fan saying it's the greatest album ever. You kind of got to wait like a couple weeks and then you get the Drake album was funny because like some subreddit was just flooded with like, this is a classic instant. Every song's great. And then literally like 3 days later, you have like Pitchfork writing. It's the most mediocre thing they've ever heard. And then people started kind of dying down on it. It's just the initial hype of things.
It got some people happy about like the bars he was putting on it though. Like the sad boy bars, kind of. Like I feel like some like rap moguls were pretty happy that was maybe what was the new album was going to be about in comparison to what he's been doing in the past. I don't know what you think about that, but they missed the sad break.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of like the sad boy things. He does R&B really well. I don't like when he mixes R&B and rap. I never think that works. I think he's good when he sticks to one kind of thing, and he never does that with all of his, because he makes his albums so long that he always has to have like different mixes. I wish he would just kind of stick to one and then go from there. I think that would allow a lot more creativity and originality to a lot of the songs, not just like trying to jump through different things and kind of jump through these hoops to appease everyone. So
I don't think you're going to get your wish on the next album. It's been waiting so long. There's going to be a ton of heat on that one. And I don't think it's going to be short. But he did cry. Like, he probably could have put a couple of these songs on the album. Like closer to the beginning or closer to the end. So I guess he's cutting some out. That's what
I have zero problem with a long album. I just wish there wasn't. You could take probably 10 songs of Scorpion, and then it would be I think it would be a better album out of it.
It's funny though, because I actually like Side B, but I don't think anyone really else does.
I don't remember it that well.
Some of my favorite songs are on like the side. It's Side B, right? That's what he called it.
Yeah, Side A was like.
I like.
No, there's like songs that I think are memorable, but.
Whatever. We can't talk about Drake every week. Yeah, we can actually. I'll probably bring him up every week. Oh, there's a new Blueface album out. Find the Beat. That's hilarious. Got the baby feature on there, of course.
Oh, gotta get him. Hey, we got 50K left. Let's get the baby.
The baby.
Just clip his fucking flow off of his song and then just put it on. He's gonna fucking write new music.
So, what else? Anything else you want to talk about? Hit the music. Hit some of the TV. Any other shows on the radar?
Oh man, I watched. Have you seen SNL yet?
No.
Or any of them? It was alright. There was a few good ones. I noticed. But like they're doing it all from like remote home as well, and It's fucking so bizarre. With the way, the things that they have. I don't get, first of all, I don't get how they do it. I'm wondering if, I mean, I don't think it's live, but there's some points where I'm like, is this live? But
they're messing up or they're laughing or what?
They don't, no, not really messing up. More just like, yeah, they're kind of like, there's parts where they kind of just do it together and like, yeah, there's like parts of it that's like, they do the Weekend Update and it kind of tries to feel like it's it's almost, they're trying to be charming with it, almost like they're like, oh, they're like well, it's kind of like how we like have a discussion, like we'll talk and then one of us will say like a side joke and that might crack us up and then we'll be like, that's so stupid, why did we laugh at that? They kind of like doing it like that, so I can't, it just gives weird vibes from it, but I hate that I just use the word vibes, but yeah, it's so weird that they have to do this from a remote. Like it was kind of the same thing I said about Idol, like it's you don't see how much this changes everything until like you really pay attention to like all these like different programs. Yeah, like it doesn't have that feel anymore. Like they're just doing it all from like the hosts do it from home. Their musical acts, they're like in their backyard.
Feels like real.
Singing.
Feels real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of cool actually. It gives it's actually like a good change of pace. But it might actually make me start watching SNL again, cuz I have been very off of it for a while now, which is sad cuz I used to love it.
Yeah, I haven't listened to. I haven't watched them, but I might give it. Can you usually find it? You can't usually find it much on YouTube, though, can you?
No.
How would you find it if you didn't watch it live? Like, what would you? How would you?
Well, my dad loves it, so he DVRs it. So I just kind of watch it like. True. So I'll just watch on like a Sunday morning. I'll just throw on whatever was on. I've been doing that with Kirby. Well, I don't have to do with Kirby anymore, but because we have Crave, but we figured out we've had HBO this whole time on TV. Didn't know that, so my dad's getting caught up on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's
that's
loving
a money
it.
Soak for sure.
We didn't even know, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch it. I think my dad's the only one to watch TV. Then?
Oh yeah, true. It's not like
because
not
a lot of things like
get on demand.
Yeah, exactly. Like you kind of gotta hope it's on still. So like. It was just made more sense to have Crave, and then you get a lot more from it too. You get like the original, you get like a lot of Comedy Central stuff as well. You get a lot of Showtime stuff as well.
Yeah, I feel that. New Seinfeld special out. It looks like now.
Yeah, it came out on Tuesday. I'm pretty sure.
Do you watch it?
Yeah. No, good. I haven't yet. I'm gonna. I'm gonna either tonight maybe or tomorrow. I'm thinking, but I'm definitely gonna check it out. I've been hearing really good things about it, so I don't know.
Nice.
His last one was kind of meh. So, but apparently this one's kind of a creative take on a lot of things.
That's good though. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. Not a massive stand-up guy, but I do. When you throw one to me, I'll give it.
I'm not really a stand-up guy. I'm more of a
asshole,
spineless little bitch. But
I watched Dope last night. A couple good.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Good stars in that. Which is funny too, though. Who was involved in producing it? Forrest Whitaker and Pharrell Williams. I thought that was kind of cool. Obviously, Pharrell just got everyone in there. But yeah, I don't know. Just like Rocky was funny in it. Forrest, he was dominating. I don't know. It was a perfect movie because, okay, not perfect, but it's a good movie because it touched on everything. It had like a pretty good plot. Had some singing in it even. It had some action. And it had like pretty hilarious comedy too. So overall, it was just a good flick. I like those movies. It kind of seems a bit fake when you see like a rapper in there because you know he's not acting. You know what I mean? You know his real persona. So it kind of changes it up a bit. And that makes it feel a little weird to me. But I thought it was pretty cool. Like it felt like Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems. Like he worked in his role. You know what I mean? He's kind of like a grimy, hardworking, known for being kind of a dickhead or an asshole. But I don't know. I just found that it was pretty cool. I don't know. That's about it I've been watching, though.
No, I really like that movie.
Yeah.
No, I really like that movie, too. It's got a really good cast, I think. There's some, like, weird people. Yeah, there is some weird people in it, I'm pretty sure. Like, Rick Fox, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, the legend. Lakeith Stanfield's
in it. He was, like, the principal, too. He had, like, mm-hmm. a small role.
And yeah, Lakeith's in it, too. I really like him. A lot of Uncut Gems tie-ins, now that I think about it.
Yeah, he was a bully, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Anything else you want to talk about this week?
No. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for next week. All right, so we talked a bit about songs, movies, shows we've been watching, ranted on about some food, some pizza takes, some other things we've been doing. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to Jack's mom. Happy Mother's Day to my grandma's.
Happy Mother's Day, Thomas' mom.
Shout out to the mothers out there. We'll drop this podcast early next week, so I hope you enjoy it. Treat your mom well. Make them some breakfast. Best of luck with your Amazon gift arriving on time. So, thanks for listening, everyone. Take it easy. Stay safe. Peace.